blinking.
Where's Ryan? Oh, there.
Something wrong?
No, well, yeah. If they're so red-blasted scared of ferrymen, I don't get how they're so eager to have one of their fighters come against you with just steel. There's something...
You think it's a trap?
No, if they give their word, then they keep it.
If you lose, they say we go free.
If I win?
Chief says we all go free. You as well. I kind of pressed him on that. He said the gods would decide if you spoke the truth. Some kind of heathen bullshit about the spirits of truth sitting on the shoulder of the guy who wins, yada yada.
Yeah, me.
Sure. No rules, one knife each. Kicking, gouging, and all that. Anything goes, Ryan. Start on a word from Slow Eagle. I said we'd be ready in a couple of minutes.
I'm ready now. Where's the little bastard I have to chill?
Some Apache with a real weird name. Man who tore his mother's belly apart, or something like that. Chief says they also call him Dark Cloud.
Man that slashed open his own mother's stomach? What a psycho sicko. Better watch him, Ryan.
I'll watch him.
Ryan drew his long-bladed bowie knife from the sheath at his left hip, checking to make sure it was honed to a whispering edge. He resheathed it, drew his blaster, and handed it to July for safekeeping. Then he peeled off his shirt and chucked it to Otis. The damp air struck cold against his skin, and he felt the goosebumps rising.
Let's go. Bring on the mother chiller.
Ryan made sure he was out in the sunlight for long enough to get his vision well accustomed to the brightness. All members of the wreck party were lined up with their backs to the devastated redoubt, far enough away to make sure nobody started dropping boulders down on top of them. The trader had asked the Apache leader to bring his warriors from the cliff face, and he had obliged. The Indians had slowly filed out from their various hiding places. It was an odd situation, with the threat to the traders' group almost vanished. In an open firefight now, they'd massacre the poorly armed Apaches.
Why don't we just blast them now and save Ryan a fistfight, trader?
Could chill them easy, sure. They only got 5 old blasters between them, but we don't know how many more there might be. Could do us some damage on the way back down the mountain. No, better Ryan beat their man, and we walk easier.
The sun warmed Ryan's muscles, and he felt loose and ready. He'd considered taking off the heavy combat boots, but the ground where they would fight was good and hard. It was a natural arena, about 100 feet across, with the Apaches on the wooded side and the Anglos by the redoubt. One flank was a blank wall of steep rock, and the fourth side was a sheer drop to some broken crags.
Where's your man, Chief? Time's passing.
Dark Cloud is praying for strength.
He's gonna need it.
Looks like he's coming.
The row of Indians parted to allow their champion through.
Fireblast.
Dark Cloud was just about the biggest man he'd seen in his entire life.
Shit!
7'6" if he's an inch.
Got to weigh 350.
400.
Yeah, 400 easy.
Look at the knife.
You could fell a pine with that. No shit. One blow. Whoosh! Timber!
Slow Eagle waved a hand toward the warrior.
This is Dark Cloud. He will fight against your man with one eye, who you say is not Carson's man with one eye.
The trader looked sideways at Ryan, who shrugged his shoulders and nodded. What else was there to do? They hadn't told him he was going to have to fight a giant. Why should they?
It's fine, trader.
Look, don't mix up big with slow, Ryan. Could be a real serious sort of mistake if you did.
Dark Cloud stood completely still, holding his knife in his right hand. Except it wasn't properly what you might call a knife. Ryan's bowie knife was a substantial weapon, its blade 16 inches long. The Apache was gripping what looked like a honed-down cavalry saber. It had a brass grip and a slightly curved blade, fully 45 inches long. He wore the same kind of cotton shirt and pants that the other Indians were wearing, the legs tucked into soft fringed boots of brown leather. The other mistake that could be made was to mix up being big and being soft. Ryan's fighting eye weighed up the Apache warrior and couldn't see an ounce of fat anywhere on the huge body.
It is to the death.
I know.
Our man is ready?
Sure is. Let's get to it. Good luck, Ryan. Do it to him, for the double big son of a bitch does it to you.
Ryan had been slowing his breathing, trying to relax, knowing the fight wasn't likely to last more than 3 or 4 minutes.
Go!
The Apache didn't come rushing in, trying to overwhelm the Anglo with his superior weight. He stood off, narrowed eyes watching Ryan. His broad face showed no trace of emotion, no anger or hatred, no lust for blood, just a serene, calm confidence. The spectators were silent, watching the two ill-matched men as they moved cautiously around each other. It wasn't like a fistfight for Jack, with odds on one or other of the men. Everyone who rode with the traitor knew that concentration was vital, and if one of them called out to Ryan, it might just distract him for that vital, life-robbing second. Neither Dark Cloud nor Ryan wanted to make the first move. With blades, it was often better to use a counterstroke, rather than risk the first vulnerable lunge. Ryan held his own knife point up, hoping for a chance to thrust at the Indian's stomach, the classic winning blow that was amplified by a savage twist of the wrist. But the Apache's reach was so much greater than Ryan's that it was a difficult problem to get close enough without being cut to ribbons. It crossed Ryan's mind to risk it all on a single throw of the heavy knife, but the buoy wasn't particularly well balanced for an underarm pitch, and with a man as enormous as Dark Cloud, you had to hit him in a vital spot, or he'd just walk on through and hack you to pieces. Ryan tried to maneuver his opponent, so he had him with his back to the sheer drop, but the Membranos was ready for him, sliding sideways, balancing easily on the balls of his feet. Slowly, the Indian started to close in toward the smaller white man, the saber probing at the air in front of him. The longer Ryan waited, the slimmer his chances became. He slid in crabwise, ducking under the first whistling cut of the saber and feinting at the Apache's groin. Dark Cloud was even faster than Ryan had guessed, and his backswing with the long blade was lethally quick. Quicker than such a big man had any right to be. As Ryan dodged backward, his heavy boots slipped on the loose gravel, and he stumbled for a moment. The Membranos warrior didn't follow him in, but Ryan caught the flash of excitement in the deep-set eyes. It had nearly been a chance for the Indian, and he'd let it go by. And Ryan knew that. Next time. Again he danced in, ducking and weaving, allowing his own knife to paint a whirling pattern of polished death, coming closer to Dark Cloud, readying himself for the attack. This time he feinted a cut at the hand that held the saber, but again the Apache was lightning fast. Ryan was forced to duck away, and again his combat boots slipped. But this time the slip was infinitely more serious. This time he actually fell. As he struggled to get to his feet, something went wrong, and he dropped the buoy knife. It skittered 8 or 10 feet away from him, mockingly close, but an eternity beyond his reach.
Roll, Ryan! Fucking roll!
It was good advice, but Ryan ignored it. Ryan lay on his back and watched the giant Indian looming toward him, the saber raised for the death thrust that would pin him to the bedrock. Dark Cloud's face cracked into the beginnings of a smile of triumph. Instead of trying to wriggle despairingly away from his opponent, Ryan made his move toward him, pushing off the palms of his hands like an acrobat, kicking out at Dark Cloud with the heel of his combat boots. The giant had come a half step too far, lured in by Ryan's apparent helplessness. He reared back, trying to avoid the kick, but this time he was too committed, too slow. In that frozen moment of time, Ryan felt the exultant flush of victory as his heel made a violent contact with the right knee of the Membranos. His ear caught the sound he'd been hoping for, the sickly crunch of the delicate joint imploding. Protective bone splintered, tore cartilage, ligaments, and tendons. The damage was so severe that the Apache would be a cripple for as long as he lived. Dark Cloud started toppling sideways, arms out, the saber flying from his crooked fingers.
Timber! Damn!
Ryan was dimly aware that his opponent was falling, but he was too busy following through on the next step of the combat plan. Ryan tumbled away in a sort of slanted backward roll, coming up poised on hands and knees, his hand automatically finding his own buoy knife where he dropped it. The Indian was still trying. Despite the blinding fire of agony that blazed in his knee, he was struggling to get up on his left leg, hopping like a stork. But the pain had fogged his fighting brain, and he couldn't find his fallen blade.
Take him, Ryan!
Ryan didn't need telling. He moved in with lethal grace, easily dodging the clumsy flailing arms of the huge man. Ryan's razored steel pecked at the hamstring that corded the back of the Indian's left thigh, and blood seeped through the thin cotton pants. Dark Cloud fell again, clutching at the knife wound and rolling in the dust. Slow Eagle and his warriors were stunned by the sudden and horrific defeat of their utterly invincible tribal champion. Ryan cautiously circled the stricken giant, located the long saber, and picked it up. He shook his head with amazement at its weight. To wield it the way Dark Cloud had done, spoke of an almost unbelievable strength of wrist and arm. Ryan turned back again to the Apache. Dark Cloud's face was beaded with rivulets of sweat, and a trickle of blood oozed from his mouth. He'd bitten his tongue in shock.